guys, we're back and we're so excited. It's Nashville tonight and we have three episodes to cover, so let's get to it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, woohoo! We back! Hey guys, welcome back to Nashville. We have missed you so much and we are fired up. I'm one of your hosts, JJ Juergens. You can follow me at JJ Juergens. And I'm sitting next to me is the birthday girl, Marissa.
Yes, hello everyone. I'm Marissa Serafini. You can follow me on Twitter at SerafiniTV.
Y'all, so good to be back. I'm Whitney Lane. You can follow me at Southern_Wit.
Don't worry, the beer was I haven't
gotten to that yet. Hi, everybody. My name is Violet Kanyon. You could follow me everywhere at Violet Kanyon.
Before we dive into the three episodes that we have to cover, we want to say a big shout out to Sarah Johnson from City Roots and Boots. So she hooked us up with everybody kind of show off your
we
little
got
t-shirts.
Some sweat.
Like,
oh my god,
yeah, I don't get so to cute. Over the microphones. Ooh. Yeah. Woo. So we got t-shirts, we got koozies, which each have a different fun saying on it.
Cheers.
Country AF.
Tip it on back.
Cheers. Cheers.
Country music is always a good idea.
Duh. And then we got some trucker hats saying Make America Country Again.
Much better.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is that, Sarah? I got to shout her out so I could get a koozie, too.
Sarah Johnson. Yeah.
City Roots and Boots.
City Roots and Boots.
So, in Boots.
On Instagram, it's City Roots IN Boots. And then on Twitter, it's City Roots IN, just the letter N, Boots. So she was here Tuesday for the Tom Girl Show. If any of you guys want to tune into that, it's on AfterBuzz TV as well, and that will tell you she talks all about her merchandise, where you can get her stuff. You can get it online, obviously, but she also goes to festivals and shows.
And get them. Get it before the festivals.
Yeah.
Go. Wear it.
We all
it.
Love them. They're so soft and like lightweight, too.
And
so
it's when like you're, a yeah. cute fit, too.
Very comfortable.
Super cute. We love. Thank you. All right, guys.
Let's do
it. So much. Let's get to it. Okay, so we missed episodes 17, 18, and 19, Ghost in This House, The Night Before, and You Can't Lose Me. So what we're going to do is just kind of cover just some of the major topics that you guys were all talking about. And again, we apologize because I know some of you guys were tweeting us, when are we coming back? So
we are back.
We're back for good now.
Oh,
yep. Summer vacations are... Yes, behind us now. Yeah. So, all right, so well, let's first talk about this like sexy little Budweiser video.
Oh my god! I thought it was so good. I want to see it on TV, like as an actual commercial. They really right? need to play it. I thought it was amazing.
They should. It was like modern day, you know, Man in Black. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Loved it.
But I was like, is this super long commercial? But then once it like came together, I was like, why are there so many scenes happening?
Right?
It was so good, though. And I think it was super smart, too. The whole idea of like kind of crossing boundaries, potentially, of people like kind of coming together and the guy sliding the beer. It was like, it was perfect. And he was great at it, wasn't he?
I think so, too.
He's just getting cuter and cuter.
He really
that
is.
Will Lexington.
The carrying the old lady was just classic.
That, yeah, super
but,
cute.
Yeah, and it also tells us that because, you know, he is the open gay man, that and like when he first came out, there was like a lot of backlash against that. But now we kind of know that all the demographics are pretty much on board with him.
Single ladies. Like
yeah.
Married ladies.
They all like him.
Single guys. He's got it all.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
Yeah. Me too.
I love it.
Agree. All right, moving on. And as I did that, we'll go to the auction.
Yeah. Oh, the auction.
Rough.
Oh, well, man. That was rough. I mean, it's sad to actually witness having your wife's clothes being auctioned off right in front of you. I mean, I could not imagine what Deacon was feeling during that moment. No.
I agree. I was going to say, let's take it back for a second, too, because you see all the stuff that's leading up to this and the girls all still struggling and grieving in their own way. Like, everybody's still dealing with all of that. And I don't know, Deacon's just so good to be so open and, like, he's trying and he's very, like, you know, he's watching everything that the girls say. He takes that into account, which I think is super awesome because, you know, he's still going through it too. But you could even see, like, he's asking their opinion on things and they're like, what? And then he's just kind of having to go with the flow of these girls with all the different emotions and all the opinions. And, like, he's handling as best as he can, you know? And then to have to go somewhere and talk about this woman that is the love of his life and to remember her. Like, I can't imagine that's easy for him because when has he had a chance to sit back and actually... grieve.
Yeah. He's grieving throughout it.
And it wasn't like, oh, a silent auction or something more like subtle. It was like, I want it. I love it. So it was kind of like insensitive towards him. I think he should have just donated it and left the event. I don't think he should have been there. But I do want to say I thought the scene with the girls. It was so cute. Well, and they're like, oh, that thing? Yeah, of course. You could give that. I thought that was adorable.
I completely agree. Because when he first pulled it out, that was my thought. Like, oh, that's right. Right. That's
wouldn't she wear that one?
Yeah. Right? And I agree. So I'm really enjoying the writing. I think the writers are doing a great job because they are tackling all this serious stuff like that. But they're giving us moments like that that are fun and light. And it gives Deacon like his face in that scene.
Yeah. He's like, what the heck?
Okay. But it's also like, obviously, men can't pick out women's clothes anyway. So they were okay with letting that go.
Right.
It's so fun. What did she call it? What did Daphne say about it? She's like, it's got daisies on it. It's so, like, what did she say? It was like nerdy or something. Like,
I can't remember exactly either.
It was so funny.
And I love that Daphne's getting a little older. So her and Maddie's interactions, it's a cuter.
Thank goodness it's come around.
It's more civil.
How about their interaction? I know we didn't have this one up there, but when she was at the party and then they talked about it afterwards.
I loved that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cute. I love that Daphne didn't do anything and she thought it was all weird. But I thought it was a nice sisterly moment when
what
she asked
What a party,
about
though.
It.
Who has a party?
Right? I never had a party.
Turn on
like
the music and everybody start making out.
Make out party.
I don't think that's normal. It I mean, maybe me. It is these days, yeah. but yeah. I've never.
It reminded Neither. Me of an episode of Full House where there was an actual yes. episode where, it wasn't DJ.
I think it was DJ and Kimmy
yeah,
went
it
to
was
that.
Stephanie oh. went to the party and all it was a make out party with all the kids. And they were
oh, yeah, well, so it just happened. Yeah. We just all weren't
yeah.
invited.
Yeah. So. I mean, it happens, you guys.
But I mean, I get the like spin the
90s,
bottle.
They still do it now.
When yeah. you're in seventh and eighth grade, of like, oh,
yeah,
you know,
that's
but everyone's like,
normal.
Let's team up with our boyfriend and girlfriend, and the parents are gone, and we're going to yeah. separate now and get to making out.
Yeah, I mean, we snuck, I mean, I live in a country school, you know, so we snuck down to the woods, and each person, like, right. kind of took their time, but we never, like, as a group, were in a room together, and then
I'm
all
sorry,
just, like, started making out.
Like, isn't that, like,
it's
borderline
a make-out
orgy?
Make-out orgy.
She did, a make-out yeah. orgy.
But I did love the fact that Daphne was uncomfortable with it, and she actually voiced
well,
her.
Well, yes.
And it shows, like, how mature she really actually is for someone that age, and, yeah. like, I love the interaction with her sister afterwards. It was like, you know, when right. it's right, you know, the right time you'll know when you're ready, and I mm-hmm. thought that was a really good sisterly bonding yeah. moment.
I mm-hmm. think that they've shown that a lot because you see how angry they can get at each other mm-hmm. and how betrayed they feel. And then I think for Maddie, I mean, granted, these two girls have also had to grow up quickly because of what happened to them, right. but like Maddie, like being so hurt by the gift stuff and all that, and then going in there and saying, Daphne, like, you know, she was like becoming the mom, like mm-hmm. she was almost like, I have to put this aside and realize like we have to be there for each other. And then you see how it's developing in that way, and Deacon's just so happy that they're happy, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like it's really fun to watch them because they both have like have so much more maturity now. Mm-hmm. They have a good relationship. Yeah. They need each other, so it's good to see how that's working.
Their scenes mm-hmm. together are really fun to watch.
And,
I enjoy
the song when they sang together, yes. they were recording stuff, all of that stuff.
God, it's great.
I mean, Grant, you guys have missed a few episodes, so I'm talking about all kinds of stuff.
we're
could be going
it all
back.
Together. Yeah. yeah.
I do like them, though. They're really, mm-hmm. they're like, they've become a very big part of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And Maddie's music especially. That's like, she's killing it every
she's
time.
Her voice is so good.
She's amazing. Yeah. Well, she's number five in the Next Generation. So mm-hmm. We
Naturally.
Saw that coming. We mm-hmm. saw that coming.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody slowing her down. Mm-mm. Not even Juliet Barnes.
Nope.
We're going to talk about that later when we get to tonight. Okay, yeah, let's go back to some of the... So we wanted Avery to go on the road, so
yes,
we finally get
finally.
That.
Finally!
Parades, I literally was like talking to the TV by myself. Yeah. I was like, there you go. No, you don't have to ask her. I loved it, too. She's like, yeah. you're not even going to discuss this? No, he already like wrote it off because he knew what you would be like, and now I'm like, praise. Honestly, good.
What did you think of her reaction?
I thought it was great because, like, the way he went about it, he's like, I've done this for you, you know, you let me have this. And I think he approached mm-hmm. it really maturely mm-hmm. and, like, really he well did, thought yeah. out to the point where you can't really tell him no because he has done X, Y, and Z for you, so give him something. This is for him, you know? So he deserves it. He's earned it.
Yeah. But what about her reaction and how she kind of walked off?
I mean, I think we all kind of talked about it, how she was going to react. Mm-hmm. But I was actually a little surprised that she was so bratty about it.
I was not surprised at all.
I thought, like we got to a better place with Juliet, but
we're
but
not though.
I think she kind of redeemed. I know we keep hoping, but I think she kind of redeemed herself when she went and she was
Did
like, you
she?
Know what, you're gonna hate me if you don't.
go. I know, she gets that. Yeah. But again, that's about her, you guys. This whole thing.
You're right.
Every decision she makes is her, and you see it even in tonight's episode, holding on and trying to manipulate and control everything because she's afraid that if she lets it go and kind of lives in peace, that she's going to lose something. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way it works. When you hold on to things like that, or you are competitive with someone else, like, that is not good karma. It's not putting good things out in the universe for you to grow and succeed. And she did the same thing with him. She doesn't want him to resent her, but it's like she's just trying to do it until, I don't know. And you could see how scared she was, and I get that. She was obviously, like, living in fear of him going somewhere, and she's very concerned about him being unfaithful, which he's never shown to be. Right. Her more so.
Yeah.
She's lost still. Like, she always redeems herself in a way, but it's, like, not really, because you can't keep doing the same thing.
True.
It's, like, fool you once.
I agree, because then it never, ever seems genuine anymore. I still...
Now I don't... Now read, like, right over.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of disagree. I feel like...
I think
genuine,
she has a conscience, but I don't know that
I feel like the genuine side of her is the I'm sorry side, because it shows, even with, I know we're going to talk about it later, but even with Maddie, she wants to do the right thing, but there's, like, all these little demons inside of her and the little devil on her shoulder saying, no, Juliet, be selfish. And she's been selfish for so long that I think it's so hard for her to kind of go back and be like, I'm going to do the right thing. In the beginning, rather than do the wrong thing and then do the right thing.
Yeah, but when's that going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. How many chances do you get?
That's what I mean. It's done.
And I think she's trying, though.
And she's a mother now. Like, she, I don't know. When is it ever going
to... What does it take? It's a plane crash, and it's being a mom, and it's like having a loyal... Like, I'm sorry.
You guys are
right. It's like coming close to death. It's walking up those stairs, being enlightened. But you guys, it's old. Like, it's old. This can't continue. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little bit over her. And I feel for her. I get it. But, like, at the same time, it's like, look at what Maddie's been through. And you just steal a song, you know, and you expect her to just forgive and move past immediately.
I agree. Can't help you there, Juliet. Yeah. Can't help you there.
I agree. And Avery can only take so much.
She's pushing him away.
Yeah, where it's like, you know, at that point, he doesn't deserve that anymore for his happiness and his life. So.
And it all came down to her being like, yeah, you'll resent me. It's like, but she doesn't want him to resent her, so that's why he's going to go. If she could really have her way, he'd be sitting, during the...
But he did come back and say, like, oh, I want to be a dad. This is where I'm, like, I am right now. She's like, no, it's just a few weeks. Just go.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, 2 weeks. Calm down, Avery. Just live your life a little bit, because this is too much
of living.
The... I know. I kind of loved it.
I'm not
worried in any way that he's going to do something.
No.
Yeah. I mean, maybe for a little bit, he's like, gosh, I like this attention. Right? Like, I still have it.
Yeah.
But, like, besides that, she's calling him in the middle of the after party. He's drunk as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he still didn't go home with that.
No, he had someone dang fixing his TV. I knew that was the case, too. And it's like, she's so worried. And I just think that's the way you tear it apart, though.
Oh, yeah.
By being so, like, jealous and, like, I don't know, it's too much. It's controlling, and that's her issue. It's hard for her to let it go. I get it. Everybody has that to an extent. You're trying to hold on too tight to where it, like, is going to
push everybody out of her life.
She responds in, like, a knee-jerk reaction, but then she takes a step back and then realizes and reassess the situation.
That's what I think I'm frustrated with. She can never have just a conversation about anything. Like, she always gets fired up and either walks out, even, like, when they didn't like her songs in the boardroom or whatever, you know, her way. It's like, she just gets all fired up and walks off, and then...
She doesn't hear anyone
else.
It's a lot, because it's like, at some point... You will be left alone. Your biggest fear will come true if you continue to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yep.
It's a little much for me.
I feel it's probably a defense mechanism.
I still have
on
hope.
Her part.
Yeah. I think we should have hope, because people can change. If we get to see that, then we'll know. But she's still not there. And it's still like the same old, same old.
Yeah. Agree. All right, next up, we have that Hallie has now moved on with another producer.
Thanks to Juliet and her issues.
I liked her in the beginning, but I didn't like her anymore. I was happy to see her.
Done with the story.
Bye. Yeah.
Well, I think that is a dead-end storyline in general. But also, I was annoyed, because it's like, Avery, why are you doing that? Right. Why are you giving up something that you're passionate about producing? Because she's a little bit delusional and thinking you're having an affair with a girl that saved her in a field.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just is crazy. But really,
yeah, I agree, agree.
It's honestly, the story just ended. Especially yeah. with, the, yeah, again, the husband, who we don't know his name or whatever his story. Again, I said, these are people that we'll never see, and yet we didn't. And so it was just like, and then the producer, like, everything about that surrounded Hallie's storyline was over. So.
Well, it was. Yeah. It was dead.
Yeah.
Dead
She's end. A great voice, yeah. and it's unfortunate that's the way she went about
Well, she's still
it,
signed. Bye. We'll see if we ever see her at some of the Highway 65 parties.
It's going to be like that one girl that we never saw again.
Yeah. In the car.
Vita.
Yes, Vita, where are you?
In the proper group together. Like, I know.
Right?
She actually did a few episodes of Criminal Minds.
So oh. Okay.
That's where she went.
She went to other television shows.
That's all hilarious. Right.
Okay, moving on. Let's go to Scarlett. So we all liked the group meeting that she held with
I thought it was great because, you know, I think especially for, like, young women who are also watching this, this is exactly the message that other people need. When you hear from another woman saying that you're going through the same issues that you're currently going through, it's just, it's more realistic, and I thought it was a great group therapy session that everybody needed.
Mm-hmm. So we take it back to her concert where she sees this fan crying, you know.
Nadine.
And I think she did such a good job. This was one of my favorite moments for Scarlett, was where she got on a level of, like, I'm a person too. And, like, everybody puts these famous celebrities on such a pedestal, and it's like, give them a break, man. They're just like us. We all have things, you know. And for her to kind of get on that level, definitely a good way to empower people and be a role model, even if they might have been disappointed in something or whatever happened. Like, I don't know. I did like that moment a lot. Mm-hmm. And I liked the moment with the reporter, too, where you see the reason behind her kind of going into this journalism, you know, gossipy journalism, you see, like, that's her way to feel better about herself when she was bullied, to kind of almost give that back, and maybe it shifted her, you know? Mm-hmm. It always takes sometimes, like, opening your eyes to someone else or knowing, or being able to share that story. I'm sure that helped her, you know? Right. I like that part a lot.
I agree.
Yeah, me too. I think that's, even in life, always something to think about too. You don't know what's going on in somebody else's life, or
no need to judge.
Yeah. So I like the way Scarlett, she went at it more with the forgiveness kind of mode, and like, okay, well, how can I turn this into doing something positive instead of getting catty back or trying to get her fired or try, you know, like, I like that she tried to keep the energy good, and I think it turned around and turned into something great.
And I love that Gunnar was there to support and to share his. I mean, everybody has something, right?
They're not perfect, and I loved how they, you know, showed that they're not perfect, because that's what makes them great, because they learn from their flaws, and that's who they is built who they are.
That's how they write their songs that these people love, and it's also how it's inspiring to people like Nadine to go after your dreams and what your talents are and see what can come of it. Nothing should hold you back, not other people, that's for sure. It's hard to do in that age, too, which that's why I think it's great she did it, because middle school and all of that. Like, that's like, who are you? Worst. You know, you're figuring it out.
And especially now, like, I'm so glad in my day there wasn't Facebook and all the social media, because it
was
hard.
Can you imagine?
No, I really can't. I honestly can't.
We
having
sound
everything.
So old.
I know. I don't know what it is, but
it's ridiculous.
It is.
It's so
it makes
hard.
It really. Yeah, it's very sad, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel for the kids.
Middle school was a disaster.
Oh.
And to think if there was, like, social media, every little thing that happened,
it's like you just had rumors in the hall and you knew when people were talking about you. Right. That was hard enough just to see the whispers, let alone it being blasted, like, on the internet.
And internet is forever.
Out of spite, out of jealousy, whatever people are feeling, because you don't know how to necessarily be mature about those emotions at that age.
No, not then.
You know?
Oh, it's too much to take.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
We're having our own therapy session.
Okay, well, another person that had a hard time was, let's talk about Scarlett and Gunnar's commercial where the table got switched for the crib.
I really
like that.
Terrible.
Horrible. Well, first of all, I love Rachel Bilson. Like, I like her character. Because she's helping them partner with these brands and stuff, but she's just chill.
Yeah.
Like, even when she was sitting down with Deacon and with the martinis, and then she's like, I'll tell you, she's into you. Girls just know. Like, I like how she's just, she's nice. She's trying to understand. Like, I want to see more from her.
Yeah, me too.
Because she's also, like, supportive, but also, like, this is a job. Like, she was trying to be all nice with Scarlett, but, like, you know. I don't know. Yeah. I really like her.
I really like her, too.
I know. And when are we going to see her with Gunnar? Come on. Come on.
I think she just has like the best attitude that company needs right now. And people who can listen to, and she has a young, fresh perspective.
She's not threatening. She doesn't pressure. Exactly. She says it. She's like, I know I don't get it. Like, she's very honest, and I think that's why you can like her.
Right. And she's also sensitive when needed, especially the moment when Scarlett was breaking down. She's like, okay, I'll do whatever I can for you. Like, she understands, and that's what you just need, someone who can be that.
And she's honest. It seems like she's honest so far from what we've seen.
I don't think we would ever.
Yeah, I'm not getting that vibe from her at all.
She ain't done that. Yeah. The only issue I had with that is that just in the limited shoots that I've worked on, if we ever tried to pull that crap on a talent, no way. They would walk off that set so fast, and that would be over, and that'd be our fault, and we'd be eating the money, you know, whatever. So that's my only thing, in her situation, she doesn't need them. She doesn't need to do this, so she would have just said, I'm done. Until take you 2 hours to get the table, it takes you 2 hours, you know? So,
well, do you think that she knew about that before?
Ooh. Do I think who?
What is Rachel Bilson's name? Did she say she didn't know because I don't know.
I feel like maybe she didn't know until they got.
But usually they would tell these kinds of things to the person putting together the...
They would be there before the talent showed up, and they would be checking all the props that they have and make sure they have everything. And she would be, the one to say, like,
no. That was super messed up. Super messed up.
I mean, it's good for the story, but...
Well, we knew we had to have that. We had to have something that was going to bring up the baby when it was just brand new news
Alyssa.
But, you know, it was brand new news. She's showing and all of that, so of course they had to do something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was wrong.
I don't know. I feel sorry for.
But did she know? And do I remember something where she knew and she was like, "Well, we thought," or was that the guy, the commercial guy who said we thought it would be fine?
Right, I think it was the guy.
I don't think she would have. She trusts. She had to play kind of PC in between.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like that was the one to try to pull quick.
Well, the thing that like really threw us on our. On her heels was that, like, that whole pitch from the actual commercial guy, like, seemed genuine. Yeah. And then the whole switcheroo
what's going to happen? Very disingenuous. That commercial's now not going to play.
Right.
Nope.
So, bye. Because if they did, how insensitive would that be? Pulled,
right.
Oh, so can you imagine if they
in the
know?
End, it worked. Yeah. No, they can't.
They can't. That would have to be pulled.
Oh, my God.
Immediately.
What if it was?
Should have used the dining room table.
Right, yep. Lesson learned.
Could have used that forever.
Yep.
Golly.
Hindsight, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. How about Deacon Pot Pie is what we have up there.
Deacon's a hot commodity. Deacon Claiborne is a hot commodity in Nashville, Tennessee. He's a single widower who loves his kids. Oh. Who is a musician and running a business and trying to keep Raina's legacy alive. What woman wouldn't bring a pot pie back?
Right? Can I bring a pot pie? Can I need to learn how to make a pot pie and then take it to Deacon's house.
That's some effort. I do like it, though, and I like what's obviously bubbling.
Yes.
As he could potentially sign new artists. That's another thing. Zach, again, quit bringing people in and not telling your business partner what's going on with Jesse Kane.
And let's talk about Zach, because I know we're going to get more into Deacon in this episode, since we're kind of done with Zach a little bit. So what about his...
With Will.
The other guy, Jeff.
Oh. Right? Yeah, boyfriend Jeff.
Yeah, the boyfriend
okay,
Jeff.
Okay, that was really intense, really quick, really short. That was a bit much.
It was bad.
I thought the phone call to the actual Jeff in front of Will was terrible.
Right. That's
you do not do that.
So weird.
It also seems especially,
I get the understanding. It's like, hey, I'm going to do this in front of you to prove my love to you.
Right.
But if you're going to literally break down and get emotional and still show your feelings for someone else in front of your new boyfriend, you don't do that.
But also,
that was not on the phone, right in front of you.
No, it was ridiculous. He's also talked about Jeff as being kind of like a loose cannon. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you also don't do that when you can. You could see, even, we saw a little bit, like, that guy's not going away. Something's coming back, and it's going to be some sort of very frightening.
Crazy thing.
Yes. Yeah. But maybe after Will, there's going to be something weird.
But the problem is, Zach was breaking down on the phone. He clearly still has deep feelings for
this guy. It's feelings of protection of I don't want him to hurt himself. That's what I got from that. It seems like this guy is a little
I got that too, but then I also felt
still cares for him.
Yeah. Well, I also thought you're completely enabling it if you get a whole separate phone and let this guy have constant touching.
Yeah. Like, you're not helping his.
Yeah. And he doesn't have your number.
Black contact. Yeah. Delete number. Come on.
I don't know, you guys. It was just too much. I'm over him. I can't handle it. Stop. He's a lot. And as the older suit gay guy said, like, gosh. He's a two billionaire. Like, he obviously is going to get what he wants.
Yeah.
So that was his implication for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to see him go too.
I'm over him.
He's
all right. Because then he brings in these random people, and then he's expecting Deacon to be like, "Oh, he doesn't know the history between people, right? Or like,
he doesn't care about the business. I mean, it's ego. Just want to see if he can build it up to be the best, that's you know? But like, that's not, yeah, no.
He needs to go, and Rachel should kind of take over.
Yeah, yes. I agree. That would be good.
Agreed.
I agree. Good. Should we go ahead and talk about Jesse Kane?
Yep. Let's get on. Yeah. Let's go ahead and move on into.
Okay, because they obviously Deacon was open to it. He met with her at what was it, a breakfast that turned into, you know,
a lunch, a dinner, a long meeting.
I don't know, but you guys.
They were getting emotional during it.
I like it too. Like, okay, who likes her? We all. Yeah, we should say one.
Good job. Good job.
They're not pushing you.
They're not showing that she's trying to come in and do anything. She is her own person dealing with her own issues, and I think that's why it works.
And her issues aren't so much that we're like, oh, Deacon doesn't need this in his life. Like, it's kind of perfect with his life. And she's like, well, I'm sorry, you thought I wanted to be with you? Like, are you kidding? Right. I love that. I was like, heck yeah, girl, don't.
Except
don't,
you do.
Yeah.
Regardless, like, you gotta, you know.
That's what made it better for Melissa saying, I know she's into you. Right. And then her kind of shooting that down every single time when he's got these walls up. It's like, actually, she ain't that into you right now. I love it, though.
I think it's smart when you know that there is no chase. You kind of want the chase. You're like, oh, because that makes for a good drama.
I think it's also helped him be like, okay, I could be interested in someone else because this person's independent. She's an independent woman. She has her own things. She's sensitive and open and caring to other people.
Yes.
And you could see him get a little bit like, what's this dude doing with his hands on her shoulders at the auction? I was
he's horrible.
And it's so sad because you see her devastated over a child, now knowing she's been through a lot to even have a child, and she has no chance to even be there for this guy that her husband, ex-husband's now messing up.
I agree I love the way they've layered it, because like you said, it's not too much that it's just like, oh gosh, they're making her like a wounded soul, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Because
then you get that she's was more protecting the kid more than anything, than herself you know, so it's great writing on this.
And like, she's sarcastic. Yeah. She's freaking gorgeous.
Yep.
If Deacon's going to be with anybody after Raina, I think this is the girl.
Yeah, they're playing.
She has a great voice to boot. I
mean, yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people they auditioned like for that. It'd be interesting to see. So, yeah,
right?
To find her.
If anybody knows, let us know.
I know. It's got to be hard. You know, you have to have a full package.
She was killed off of Empire. Spoiler alert. like 3 seasons ago.
Okay, good.
But so I'm wondering if they chose her before she went, like, you know what I mean?
She was just open to, like, now she's back auditioning and it could have happened.
Maybe. Or she got killed off because she got this.
Well, what does everybody else think about her?
Oh, for sure. Now look.
But what does everybody else think? Because, like, we're kind of on board.
Yeah,
slowly but surely. Because let me tell you, when it happens in your own life, it ain't easy, okay?
I like her because she has a broken past right now, and Deacon's currently broken. And I think it's, like, just two broken souls kind of just fit right now into each other's lives. And it doesn't have to be romantically. It's just in life, when you find that other person who you can understand, like, hardship, and you're going through something at the same time, yeah, that makes a great friendship, you know?
Correct. A great friendship things. That can gradually grow and not need to rush into things as some people do.
Wait, you guys, I just remembered
we both experienced
something.
That one, so I
just realized that the guy, I guess that was her ex-husband, doing her shoulders or whatever, when he was by Deacon's table, he was like, well, I got her, or something like that. Did you?
Well, they were at the same table.
Right, but was he talking about, like, maybe in the past Deacon tried to get with her?
No, I feel like it was, like, music-wise.
Oh,
maybe.
Okay.
I feel like. I don't think. Interesting. I don't know. Then again, they do have some sort of history.
They
we don't necessarily know.
They do have history
about.
That we, yeah.
And maybe at a time when he was broken up and alcoholic or whatever else was happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like him, though, and we know we're not done with him. No. He's got to be coming back.
Of course.
But Jessie she's a thumbs up in a gradual build.
Yeah.
She's met the girls and they were like, she's nice. Like, it's all gonna just be like
And I liked the whole scene with Scarlett as well, because at first it was just handled again. So great, because it is weird that she showed up and brought it. But then, you know, the way they talked and she needed it was great. So then I liked the whole interaction that she had with Deacon. Because I understood him sense, too, why he would be mad, too. Yeah, like, right. That's kind of like, you know.
It feels like you're encroaching on
right.
But because she was relatable to, I don't think that she would have done that had she just found out. Like, she had a story to be able to share with her in a way that really made Scarlett feel like, okay, I'm not alone
here. Get why she, if she was really out to, then she would have knocked on the door, and then that, like, that's making it about her. But that wasn't what she was trying to do. She was just trying to quietly leave that and just let her know she wasn't alone in the world, that women, which I appreciate, because she knew that she doesn't have Raina. She doesn't have anybody to talk about it right now.
Which, you know, there's a woman writer, because
yes,
they realize they get, no need to knock and be, you know, and the there definitely has to be a lot of women writers on this show.
Because
they know exactly what we're all thinking.
I agree. And even from the speech that Scarlett gave to, like, for women about hoping the life for her baby future. Yeah, I think definitely touching into a lot of the women's rights issues we're going through right now in this country. So I like the fact that they're talking about it as well. And with all the Planned Parenthood issues and
I thought it was a really strong episode, like with a strong message, and they don't always do that with Nashville, but
which is good. You don't want it to be over the top,
political, like, or anything like that, but this one was really good.
But it's perfect because that's the main demographic that's watching the show who needs to hear it. You know, if it's not from your own people, like, why not learn it from a show?
And I can't imagine how many people they actually reached, in the sense of, like, people watching that have gone through the same thing. So.
Oh, for sure. There's at least there's something that we've all been through or can relate to, which is what makes the show
so good. All right, let's move along because we only have a little bit of time left. We got a couple more topics. All right, let's talk about Juliet getting confronted. Finally, the secret is out.
Oh, my God. We all knew
this was
coming.
The song was so good, though.
So good.
Water's Rising is so good.
But Maddie sounded so good on it.
I know. I was like, that's her song. What's his name? New. What was it? Travis knew. Unfortunately, he got duped too.
Yeah.
But who called it? One of your girls called it that that's exactly how it was going to happen at an industry event.
Yeah,
that he was going to be like, sorry, you didn't like my song.
Exactly. Of course it was going to come out. And here she is trying to control every little thing and manipulate it. It's like, honey, what's meant to come out is going to come out, and you know it was wrong, so you know you're going to be called.
Yeah. Well, what's also bad was that it was Juliet who put words into Maddie's mouth saying turn down the song.
Yeah.
And then that's what Travis heard was...
Correct.
That does take it to a whole other level, too.
It's twisted.
Yeah.
But did you notice also when they brought up, even when she was standing in the circle at the beginning of this party, and someone's like talking to Will about his commercial, her face, like, if the attention is not on
her... Right, I noticed
she
that.
She very much, like... I mean, so that's
event.
Right. That's the problem, though, you guys. Like, that's what she's holding on so tight. It's like... That
she's so
people
insecure.
Aren't gonna want to support
she's,
you
in every aspect. She's so
she
insecure.
She really is to be so, you know.
But she's had such a crappy upbringing. Exactly. So I don't blame her 100% for the way she is. But
we can only have her rising from the ashes and up the ladder so many times.
I agree.
That's true. There's a time that she's got to be
this
like,
guy have his
I'm
moment.
An adult.
How is he your competition? He is a gay man who did a Budweiser commercial. Let someone compliment him.
Right.
And Maddie's not her competition either. No. She's younger.
Yeah.
And
she's
got a different,
if anything, Raina was her competition. And
I know. Everybody's their competition. Mm-hmm. That's her problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, about time she got a drink in her face, and I'm sure she was like, my makeup.
She could have easily, in the beginning, when the guy gave the song, been like, you know what? I think this is my song. I don't want to give it to her. I think this is my song. I think I'm going to be great at this. This is going to be a hit.
I promise you,
this is going to be a hit.
Give it a try, and let me show you.
Exactly.
Right. That's the way to do it.
None of this would have happened.
Correct. Agreed.
Yep.
But that was the mature way to go about it.
That is not the Juliet way.
Ding, ding, ding. Hashtag Juliet way.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, like, I do have to give it to Juliet. What she did was wrong, but how she kind of went about to try to apologize, I admit she did try to apologize.
Because she had
Unfortunately, it was to the wrong person, but we knew Maddie was in the right...
That was awkward.
That was so in the area. I was like, you're saying all the right things, but to the wrong person.
Daphne was sort of like...
Just like, okay...
Yeah, it would have been
so cute.
It would have been way more sincere and meaningful had she actually said it to Maddie's face.
Yeah, but Maddie was unavailable right at the moment.
She was right there in the room, which I called. But nice, but it would have been, like, again, it would have been another stepping stone, in maturity stepping stone for Juliet had she actually said
she takes a step up. Couple steps down.
She's still on that.
She had to apologize. That feels like to save herself.
I
That's
was just
my point.
Mad. It was to the wrong person.
As Glenn said, we got to get ahead of this. That's how she gets ahead of it.
Oh, she's right. She's right. Sorry, Jules.
She, you know, what she gonna do? Bless.
All right, let's talk about some sadness on the episode. And let's talk about Scarlett and her experiences tonight.
We've got to talk about the fight in the first place.
Yeah. The robbery. The
little shit.
Where were
Can
they?
I say that? Little shit.
Yeah.
Wait, so they were coming from the, like, the kind of
grocery store convenience store.
No, but where did they come from, that place for the bullying thing? Was that where they had come from? And she said, we need to get some milk, right?
Yeah.
After a really, like, high of feeling like you could help people and that sort of thing, and then
ironically, they couldn't help themselves.
Yeah.
I knew something was going to happen, though, because I was like, Deacon, quit pressing on this. Get in the car and go on and talk about it. When you don't need to be doing this in the parking lot. For a second, I was like,
Deacon,
paparazzi.
Gunner.
Like, Gunner. I mean, Gunner. I was like, for a while, I was like, someone's going to catch us paparazzi-wise or whatever it is. But instead, it took a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
And I think we all were talking about this while watching the show. She did get pushed into
she got shoved right into the truck.
Which immediately made me think of what was going to happen.
Right. We, I think we all, at that point, were that's what's going to happen.
But especially when she kind of got on board.
They didn't even acknowledge that happened.
And that's why we were surprised, because, you know, the doctor was saying it wasn't because of anything, but...
And they didn't even mention, by the way, I got, like, she said I got shoved or she got pushed
no,
and
they
I
haven't
fell.
Actually spoken to anybody about what happened, though, really, right? She told a couple of the doctors, but, like, they haven't told the police, they haven't done anything to protect themselves from a guy that had a gun, who was a young child.
And clearly knows who they are, so I'm sure could find them again.
That's
you know,
what I mean.
Like,
so something's really off there. It's like, you've got to take those precautions, because you're going to go and just find him on the street? What if he had a gun again? Like, it's just not, they're not being so
intelligent.
Well, he
did go and find him on the street.
I know.
Yeah. And that's where we were confused. We were having the debate, so we want to hear what you guys think, because we were saying if they would have pressed charges, would the kid have gotten charged with manslaughter for losing, you know, for the baby?
I think I've asked this question to a police officer before, and I believe it's not murder. It's like a lesser charge, but it's still something like manslaughter or manslaughter one or two, something like that.
No, it's something chose to take it that way, but they really didn't act like she got... Did you fall on your stomach? They asked her that.
And she said,
no, because she didn't fall on her stomach, but she got shoved into a car.
And I thought she was about to say no, but I was shoved into the car.
Yeah,
and
I don't understand whether or not, like, volunteering correct information.
I don't either. I don't know how the writing or how long they paused between episodes or the scenes or whatever, but I'm wondering if they were going to take it that route and then decided to make it a whole, like, message kind of thing where you can't control it and it wasn't their fault.
Right.
Maybe they kind of changed their mind
of
where the story was going to go. Because it was such, like, a camera's on her. She hit it and she was like, oh.
Immediately,
and,
like, I was like, that's...
Yeah. Yeah. It's something there that it was one of those little hints that they sprinkled in there, and then maybe... I'm assuming that... Because there's really no other explanation for them to not even mention that. That was really odd.
It's super sad.
Yeah.
Like, super sad.
Ugh, such a hard episode to
it
watch.
It really is. But again, you see the support, like, Deacon, again, stepping up there. He's the one that finds her when this is happening. He's the one that first heard it was a girl.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things that he's, like, she's keeping that family very close. They all are. They're all working to tell Maddie and Daphne, like, they are each other's support.
They really are.
You know?
She said, my family doesn't know. And I was like, her family? Oh, yeah, they are her
family. I know. I didn't even think about that. Who's her family?
Yeah.
It's Deacon and the girls at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, it's super sad. We will not get to meet the beautiful name, Amelia Rose, which you saw in that box. But certainly something that, I don't know, I hope she gets okay from this, you know? I don't know how you come back from that.
Right. At least it led to the conversation with her and Gunner as well on the porch. And I like that, you know, I like that she showed up after trying to call and realizing that, he's been through this too.
Right.
And that he needs somebody. He had a gun put to his, you know.
He also was there for her through every thing, wanting to raise this baby with her.
Yeah.
He's having nightmares.
He's just as broken as
she
is.
It's a loss for him as well.
Yeah.
And he's blaming himself. He can't control that the guy pulled the gun. He just didn't want to get the beer because he was in a conversation, naturally.
Right.
Like, it's like, they're all blame, you know, it's really sad. But I do think it needed to happen, the conversation.
Yeah.
They do need the break.
Yeah.
It wasn't going anywhere.
It was a weird situation. It was kind of forced situation. Mm-hmm.
But in so many ways with their relationship.
Right. Right.
Like, when was it going to be happy and it
both
wasn't.
Of them happy at the same time? Because I feel like they keep going back and forth, taking the lead on it.
And but I also feel like there's no passion there anymore either. So it's like, we got to, like...
Yeah, I'm on the back on the fence, though, that I want them to find the passion again. I was off of it for a while.
I'm not.
You're not. Mm-hmm. I do. I want them to take the break now. Right. But, like, I wouldn't be mad if end of the season or next season. Yeah, I mean, maybe not even this season because I do want him to date.
It's time for him.
What did we say? Ashley?
Alyssa.
Sorry. Gosh. Alyssa
Green. Alyssa doesn't match her.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't.
She's just a Rachel.
She's a Rachel. Yeah. 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 Rachel. Or a Summer.
Yeah. Summer.
Totally
Summer.
Or a Zoe from Heart of Dixie.
Zoe. Yeah, those are better.
Yeah, they match her more. So anyway.
But. I agree, though. I think I'm super excited to see Gunner. Like, obviously, we see a little tease for next week, but I'm excited to see him with some other people.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see him be a young dude.
How would that work with the working relationship of the exes
with Rachel?
Oh, that's true. Oh.
That's going to cause a lot of tension because we know how Scarlett gets when he gets with the girl.
That's a good point. And he's dipped in the work pool a little too much, you know, like in
she
front of them.
Two. She has two.
I know, they both do. They need to date somebody.
Right? She did more than dip.
Yeah. She took a full plunge.
Yeah.
Someone took the plunge. Someone
yeah,
took the plunge indeed. But still, I do want to see. Honestly, maybe she wouldn't care because I think she's over it. Like, I actually think that this is like.
I'd be happy if she was like, you know what, go for it. I'm done. Like, she has no feelings
anymore. It needs to be done.
But
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
It needs to come back. But right now, it needs to be done. And I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah. And also, don't want to sound terrible, but like losing this child also means like there's really no connection to her British dude anymore.
That's
right.
That's the only positive that I felt.
Yeah,
like,
that's another way just to write this guy out of the story officially. And now it would just
not
be
yet.
Can I just take some credit?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like. But after that, there's really nothing else to that
And I don't know if we'll have to see her telling him, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It could be a phone call, and I'm done.
Boy, bye.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But can I take some credit that I finally called something correct on this show after how many seasons?
Yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And it's about that time that I could try to see if you want to do some more predictions right now.
Shoot.
What else you got in there?
Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I kind of got one. I was like, crap, what am I going to say? But I think to redeem herself, Juliet might get Maddie a really, really good song or write something with her. I don't know. I feel like she's going to do something to really make it up to Maddie, or I hope so.
Well, she's going to need to, but what the heck is it? We're on a level. Yeah. Don't mess with us, okay? You see what you're going to get
because
back.
We are country.
Woo-hoo!
AF.
I love it.
What you got?
I said one, didn't I, through the show, and I forget what I said, but it was a prediction.
You did, but I
and
can't.
And honestly, that's all I've got right now, you guys.
What do you got, Marissa?
Well, I think I predicted a long time ago that Juliet and Maddie would actually do a duet together. They did, but it was kind of like forced together.
No,
but
it was
actually,
awkward. She walked away and would not make eye contact.
But if they actually like had an actual duet where they worked together, produced and sang and promoted, I think it'd be fantastic.
Be good. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be good for both of them. Like, they both need good publicity right now.
Well, but that's the thing. Along these lines, something's going to come out as to what actually happened. And they're both on the same label. So I wonder how that's going to trickle down to Juliet. Like, you're taking songs from your own label mates.
True.
Like, something's got to give. Yeah, she has to be somewhat reprimanded from this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she's Juliet. And it's Highway 65, and it's a Deacon. They're real.
Yeah,
I
but
it doesn't
mean the media is not going to get a hold of what actually happened.
Yeah, okay.
And then how bad is she going to look yet again?
That makes more
sense. I think some backlash is going to be coming her way.
Has to.
Yeah.
You can't do this forever.
Which would make sense if the same two people on the same label would sing a song together. It'd be great for both of them.
Yeah, poor Maddie shouldn't always have to be the one with the, you know, the kind heart.
Yeah, the bigger person.
Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to go for, but
the higher ground.
It came down to kind heart.
Okay, what do you got, JJ? You know,
I don't have much either, so I'm just going to stick with... I'm going to stay with Scarlett and Gunnar and say that I think that will be something that'll be, like... they will get married, but it won't be... It'll be next season.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll get engaged, and we will have a wedding next season,
yay!
I think.
We do need one.
Perfect.
So, like, that wedding is Deacon and Jesse.
Oh, dun dun dun.
Hey, would it be an engagement at the end of the season? Mm-mm. And then
no, I think next year. Yeah,
no, there's no way this has to build.
We only have we only have. Maybe
I'm not all caught up, but that would be... You know those two are my favorite.
Aww. We know.
I was telling Marissa earlier, I think it's just Scarlett, she needs to grow out of her baby phase, and I think that will be the right time when she gets back with Gunnar.
There you go.
Interesting. Yeah, when he doesn't have to put forth all the effort.
Yeah.
Right. She's so... Yeah. I mean, she's just too sensitive, right? We need her to, like, bulk up really a little.
Yes, we do. But we also need him to live his life for a little bit because he needs to.
Right. But also,
as does she.
They're taking time away from each other, and absence makes a heart grow fonder.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
maybe. But right now, I just need a break. I do. I really want him to just have fun and be like, gosh, I can love again. I can really feel this again.
Right. Yeah. He's been through it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, guys. Woo! Well, that was fun. Lots of episodes. Woo-hoo!
Cheers!
All right, thank you guys all. So yeah, stay with us for the rest of the season. We're gonna have some fun chats. We want to hear all what you're thinking. We thank you for the tweets and the messages. Honestly. So keep them coming, and we'll have a fun rest of the season. All right, where can they follow you guys at?
You can follow me everywhere at Violet Gagnon.
I'm everywhere at Southern_Wit.
I'm on Twitter at Serafini TV.
And I'm at JJ Jurgens. All right.
Tip it on back, y'all.
Cheers.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz y'all later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.